and 30 years before that, you know, like in the 30s, look at the people that would have been involved, you know, like the Satchels and the Joshes and the Leonards and those kind of guys. They were guys who were great ball players, and they would have been involved in the situation. The only question I had that I read and I hear people talk about is that Mr. Robinson and myself were better suited for that situation from a segregated standpoint. And I disagree with that. I disagree with that because Jack and I had an opportunity to go to college. And when we traveled, we all traveled together, okay? If we stayed in the same hotel, we all stayed in the hotel together. We also had the segregation part of it. But let's just take a guy like Satch or Josh or Buck, who had never been involved in anything but segregation. So once you get a little taste of what's on the other side, you know, although you know that it's not going to happen, you have a little idea of a difference in the Waldorf Story Hotel than the Dunbar Hotel in Baltimore. There's a difference. Now, if Claire and Commission, if I've only been in the Dunbar Hotel in Washington, D.C., or the Pershing Hotel in Chicago, and I don't know anything about the Waldorf Astoria, then I can deal with it real easy. So when you tell me that that Jack and I could deal with it, yeah, we had to deal with it, and we did. But we did. We know the difference in being over here and being over there. And when Satch and Josh and those guys have never been in hotels other than the hotels in the Afro-American era, like the Dunbar in Washington and the Pershing in Chicago. So when you say that we could handle it better, we could handle it better in terms of knowing the difference and knowing what it meant to be in that position. But if a Satch or a Josh had never been in the other side or never been on the other side, they could handle it as easy as we could. But I think one of the things that helped the emphasis on education today is more so than it was then. So if you were any kind of a Afro-American that had a chance to be in a college, then they automatically put you into a little different smart than those two people.
Now, Larry, when you're